morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Webb at StuWebb.com, and it is July the 30th, Thursday, 2020. And I have the honor to have Professor James Petra on with me. And I just want to say I'm hoping the communication is going to be okay to where you can hear this radio broadcast, because I had to have my entire system reset today, and that didn't do it. But with that said, Jim, how are you today?
Oh, Stu, yeah. We're all doing our best to get the word out, because it's so massive effort to suppress the truth about these matters. I've got a couple of stories for you. Ohio is banning the use of hydroxychloroquine for the treatment of COVID-19. This is fairly stunning, where the Ohio Department of Health Secretary, Melanie Amato, said the drug is not an effective treatment of COVID-19. She stated the Board of Pharmacy rule of the administrative code will ban its distribution, which is quite bizarre, because in fact it's actually highly effective. Fauci has been out there rejecting hydroxychloroquine endorsements, claiming the science is not there, but that contradicts an article published in the Journal of Virology back in 2005, which is a publication of the National Institutes of Health, of which he is himself a director, on 22 August 2005, entitled "Chloroquine is a Potent Inhibitor of SARS Coronavirus Infection and Spread." Remember, this is supposed to be a variation on the SARS vaccine, SARS virus. It turns out that it has strong antiviral effect on SARS-CoV. These inhibitory effects are observed when the cells are treated with the drug either before or after exposure, suggesting both prophylactic and therapeutic advantage, meaning that Dr. Fauci has known for 15 years that chloroquine and its even milder derivative hydroxychloroquine will not only treat a current case therapeutic, but prevent future cases prophylactic. So HCQ functions as both a cure and a vaccine. In other words, it's a wonder drug for coronavirus. Now, Trump has been recommending hydroxychloroquine. He's been massively attacked. We had a group of physicians in Washington just this weekend who were speaking out in favor of hydroxychloroquine. They were condemning the use of masks. They're explaining lockdowns are bad for us, all of which is correct and well-founded. And yet they've been massively attacked by the mainstream media. One woman in particular, Dr. Stella Emanuel, has been very outspoken, very eloquent about it. What's striking is not only are these doctors doing their best to speak out, but now we have a mainstream news magazine, namely Newsweek, that is addressing the issue by at least allowing an opinion piece to be published by a professor of epidemiology at the Yale School of Public Health, Harvey A. Reich, R-I-S-C-H. He's both an MD and a PhD. It's entitled, "The Key to Defeating COVID-19 Already Exists. We Need to Start Using It." This article is so important and it's so short, I think they only gave him 1,000 words, Stu. I'm going to read it here because this is important. Everyone needs to understand, because what he's saying here, based upon all of my research, and I've been doing this with great vigor, reporting virtually every single day for now about 80 days or more, that this is well-founded. Here's what he says. As professor of epidemiology at Yale School of Public Health, I have authored over 300 peer-reviewed publications and currently hold senior positions on the editorial boards of several leading journals. I'm usually accustomed to advocating for positions within the mainstream of medicine, so I've been flummoxed to find that in the midst of a crisis, I am fighting for a treatment that the data fully support, but which for reasons having nothing to do with a correct understanding of the science have been pushed to the sidelines. As a result, tens of thousands of patients of COVID-19 are dying unnecessarily. Fortunately, the situation can be reversed easily and quickly. I am referring, of course, to the medication hydroxychloroquine. when this inexpensive oral medication is given very early in the course of illness, before the virus has had time to multiply beyond control, it has shown to be highly effective, especially when given in combination with the antibiotic zithromycin or doxycycline and the nutritional supplement zinc. On May 27th, I published an article in the American Journal of Epidemiology entitled Early Outpatient Treatment of Symptomatic High-Risk COVID-19 Patients That Should Be Ramped Up Immediately as Key to the Pandemic Crisis. That article, published in the world's leading epidemiology journal, analyzed five studies demonstrating clear-cut and significant benefits to treating patients, plus other very large studies that showed the medication safety. Physicians who have been using these medications in the face of widespread skepticism have been truly heroic. They have done what the science shows is best for their patients, often at great personal risk. I myself know of two doctors who have saved the lives of hundreds of patients with these medications, but are now fighting state medical boards to save their licenses and reputations. The cases against them are completely without scientific merit. Since publication of my 27 article, seven more studies have demonstrated similar benefit. In a lengthy follow-up letter, also published by the American Journal of Epidemiology, I have discussed these seven studies and renew my call for the immediate early use of hydroxychloroquine in high-risk patients. These seven studies include an additional 400 high-risk patients treated by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko with zero deaths, four studies totaling almost 500 high-risk patients treated in nursing homes and clinics across the U.S. with no deaths, a controlled trial of more than 700 high-risk patients in Brazil with significantly reduced risk of hospitalization and only two deaths among 334 patients treated with hydroxychloroquine, and another study of 398 matched patients in France, also with significantly reduced hospitalization risk. Since my letter was published, even more doctors have reported to me their completely successful use. Now, what this means, Stu, is that the deep state is battling the truth. Dr. Fauci is their point man. He's making false reports to the public. He's minimizing the use of a completely successful treatment. Why? Because it would preclude the necessity for a vaccine. Now, we know these vaccines are very dangerous and have debilitating effects, and that there has never been a successful vaccine for a respiratory disease. Never. They haven't even been able to isolate the virus itself in order to develop a vaccine, which means at present state of knowledge, it's impossible to have a vaccine that would actually work. Catherine Austin Fitz, in a brilliant piece I've just published on my journal, has explained that they have injectables that include all kinds of bizarre ingredients, including abortive tissue, animal tissue, aluminum, mercury, genetically altered materials, who knows what else, that they're trying to take advantage of the fact that the Congress, in its infinite stupidity, had passed a bill that allowed protection to pharmaceutical companies from the effects of their vaccines. But the fact is that they're calling them vaccines is completely wrong. Vaccines in legal terms are medicine. Intentional heavy metal poisoning is not medicine. Injectable surveillance components are not medicine. Injectable credit cards are not medicine. Injectable brain machine interface is not medicine. Immunity for insurance companies is not the creation of human immunity. We need to stop allowing these concoctions to be referred to by a word that the courts and the general population define and treat as medicine and protect from legal and financial liability. The perpetrators of this fraud are trying a very neat trick, one that will help them go much faster and cancel out a lot of risk at our death, disease, and expense. I understand why they are doing it. I don't understand, however, why we are helping them. Why are we acquiescing in causing these bizarre and deeply dangerous concoctions, vaccines? Whatever they are not medicine. So what shall our naming convention be? What name shall we give to the relevant poisons, neurological damaging metals, and digital shackles? Whatever we call them, I know one thing. They are not medicine, which means they are sure not vaccines. Stu are being played. Dr. Fauci is a monster. He's lying to the public again and again. And the news media are treating him as though he were a bona fide expert when he's a complete and total fraud. He's a sham. He's known the truth since 2005. Nobody had to die. This man is responsible for hundreds of thousands of unnecessary deaths. It's unbelievable, Stu. Completely wrong.
Yeah, it is. And I'm in agreement. Catherine Fitz, I really like her. Matter of fact, it's kind of funny, but when I caused the Hugs scandal in 1989, they hired her off of Wall Street to go and clean up underneath after Samuel Pierce got burned and everybody underneath the ex-football player. I'm trying to think of his name. He sent her in as an independent because they needed somebody from the outside. And all she did was got screwed around for 2 years, and then they run their business thereafter and the whole bit. But ask her who I am. Catherine and I go way back, way, way back.
She's wonderful, Stu. She's absolutely wonderful.
And, you know, she came to me and asked him for help, and Al Martin was around at the time, and him and I tried to help her with Steven Dinnerstein, and the whole bit, it was pretty bad. Ask her about her door handle, chicken in her bedroom, where they were using the satellite on her. This was way back, Jim. I just laugh at the war games that I've gone through and everybody else has, but Catherine reports some good stuff. Now, it's Dr. Fauci. I'm in agreement with you. He's lying to everybody. This Bill Gates is lying to everybody. This Nora O'Donnell, CBS, mainstream media has promoted this Gates. And then she says, if you want to listen to the entire interview, this was last week also on CBS, you can find Bill Gates. And she says, we've rebunked here at CBS the fact that this rumor out on the internet that this has some kind of a metal chip in it, she says. And you can hear the whole interview with Bill Gates here on CBS.com. I've got stooges. I mean, look, we got all these idiots who are promoting this, Jim. I'm calling it the Democrat Party.
Yes.
This whole thing, and the Republican Party is no different, really. The only difference is, we elected a president who was from the outside, but in the insider more or less, sort of, kind of. And there's a battle going on between two players that I've seen and understood. Because without speaking it too deep, but I know that a friend of mine, a super spook, got killed after he told me if Mueller didn't do his job and prosecute Clinton's for their false dossier, that he would find himself in a prison cell. Otis got killed. Shortly thereafter, General Flynn got arrested. And I put Otis on an airplane with General Flynn up in Nebraska when he came and picked him up as a super spook on an airplane, his own jet. And I saw Otis salute General Flynn. With that said, he went to He went to Bluffdale, Utah. And he said, Stu, you're right. They built an alien base next door to our NSA base. And he said, they're six floors below ground. They call beyond computers. And that's what's controlling everything, Jim. And that's what's controlling this 5G. And the damage that they're doing to the human race and this coronavirus crap, it's all bogus. Now, here's my take on it. You brought up the Canadian water, the quinine. That tonic water, Canada Dry tonic water as an example. That is one thing that everybody's screaming that has quinine in is a cure. Now, my father is in a nursing home in Missouri, Jim, and they have been giving him for 45 days a shot of tonic water every day. And all the other patients, including the staff, nurses, et cetera, to keep them healthy. Now, where that came from was the doctor. The second thing I put up on my site, Jim, is vitamin D deficiency is what they are finding in most of the corona victims. Vitamin D deficiency. Now, there's a videotape up there of a doctor explaining vitamin D and what it does. I'll tell you, folks, I don't drink milk or ice cream, lactose intolerant, And it caught up with me in my older years here, having two heart attacks and them poking me and all the other stuff and having to have a stent and having psoriasis break out all over my legs and everything else. Oh, put this cream on it to help. It wasn't the problem. It was a nurse friend of mine, listener, great gal, told me, Stu, try some vitamin D. You got a deficiency. Go look it up. I look it up, and there's pictures of psoriasis and everything else. For $10, I cured myself, folks. $10 a month, liquid vitamin D. Now, they're saying this helps coronavirus. The victims, the ones that have supposedly been hospitalized, have a vitamin D deficiency, they have found out. So tonic water, vitamin D, and what's something great was the EPA came out finally and says, yes, Lysol spray kills coronavirus on contact in 3 to 5 seconds on surfaces, et cetera. So, and it's mask thing, Jeff. Takes what, 20 to 30% of your oxygen away from you walking around with a mask on? What's that doing in
the
way of...
It's terrible, Stu. It's terrible. Yeah, it's depriving your body of oxygen it needs so that you're more liable to a heart attack. It's killing brain cells. I'm projecting by the time this is all over, we're going to have dropped an average of 5 IQ points across the nation. And frankly, we didn't have any to spare to begin with.
I know. And now they're talking about a vaccination with a chip in it so you can buy and sell your credit debit. And a DNA changer to make your friggin' robot. And all hooked
up.
That's
right. That's right. This is all monstrous. You're 100% correct.
Now, what's your opinion on what people need to do? I mean, we know that 5G is part of the problem. We know the chemtrails getting in our lungs because I saw a picture on the local TV of an X-ray, and I tried to grab it one more, of a brain shrunk and lungs were full of a metal. This was a corpse of a corona victim. Now, the girl that's the nurse in California that I interviewed, Amber, it's on my radio bar. She had 2 periods a month for 10 months until they buried the 5G from her towers they installed, which she didn't have in her neighborhood. She found 100 women that were having dual periods per month. So they went to city council, they buried the cable in the street, and they covered it up with asphalt. Now, her period went back to a 28-day cycle about 2 months later. Most of them did. But she had brain shrinkage and blood coming out of her ear for nearly 2 weeks, running to the hospital 2-3 times, and they couldn't explain it. And after they buried the 5G, she didn't have any more convulsions, and her brain began to not shrink, and blood stopped coming from her ear. It took her a couple months, he said, to get rid of the headache. Now, this is very vital information that people don't understand. This 5G is dangerous. What can we do, Jim, to put a stop to all this and bring the attention to the American people of all this bogus crap? And now look at the election. I just got a thing in the mail talking about, in several places, Jackson County Board of Election Commissioners. I'm hearing that in some states they aren't even going to mail it out until 10 days before the election. And the post office said they need 20 to 25 days.
Yeah, there's all kinds of dirty tricks going on here. The president has even now suggested, delaying the election until it can be conducted safely because, frankly, the use of the mail-in ballots is a way to steal the election. There's just no doubt about it. And I'm very, very troubled by all of that. So you want to do everything you can to oppose 5G. I mean, I think at the community level, if you can reach out to the mayor of your town or members of the city council or whatever, anyone who's in a position to affect the outcome, you want to take those steps because the situation is extremely dangerous. And you're offering a nice illustration of the kinds of hazards associated with the use of 5G, which many believe is also, involved in the whole coronavirus phenomenon. So I think you're 100% right on all of this, Stu, and that everyone's got to become very, very much aware of their environment. I will also add that everyone also needs to be prepared to defend themselves, that the Democrat move to disarm the police is to leave all of us defenseless. We know in the communities where the Democrats have control that lawlessness is rampant. We know Portland, Seattle, Chicago, perfect illustrations. It's complete lunacy. And I think that the rioting, the looting, the arson and so forth have convinced most Americans that the Democratic gun control agenda was completely misconceived, totally wrong, that the Democrats have done the political equivalent of shooting themselves in the feet, and they're going to go down to defeat in November, just completely justified. I think that all the effects of destroying the economy are going to lead the American people to ask the following question. Given that the nation is in economic rubble, who best to restore us to greatness? And the answer is going to be obvious. The man who brought us the most robust economy in our history and the most soaring stock markets. And Donald J. Trump is going to be swept to a reelection. But the Democrats are going to do everything they can to defeat it. They're going to try mail-in ballots. They're going to try to use Google to bring lots of more voters in. It's going to be a very tough, tough election. So the public has to be aware. Having actually ballots, paper ballots, is the right move to go. In fact, we should return to paper ballots all over the country because electronic voting machines have been used to steal election after election. When Jill Stein called for a recount, for example, after 2016 in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, they couldn't do a recount in Pennsylvania because they had too many touchscreen machines that didn't even allow a recount. That cannot be constitutional. Because if you want to contest an election, there's no way you can even get a recount. In Wisconsin, where we have paper ballots and optical scanning, Trump actually picked up about 150 more votes. But in Michigan, they discovered massive voter fraud ballots with more ballots than they had registered voters and a whole host of other scams. They're going to try to do it again. Don't let it happen.
We got to put an end to all this. You know, and Jim, you know, I say this because there's already, you know, mainstream press, I try to monitor different ones, and here we are with this Nora O'Donnell again. I mean, her husband owns a restaurant in Washington. She's nothing but a New World Order pig. But beyond that, what does she do? She brings a vote. Bill Barr testified for Congress this week where he's sending these troops into the different cities to quash things, Oregon, et cetera, and she says, also about the militia invading the capital of Wisconsin, she says, or Michigan. Spin doctor again. He never say anything on it, but going out to spin stories. The mainstream media in this country, folks, in my opinion, one day we're going to have to arrest all of our politicians from the local level all the way to the top of the U.S. Congress and Senate. And we're going to have to arrest the media in this country, mainstream media that are talking heads on your nightly news. And we're going to have to arrest these people like Colbert and others.
It's a nice thought, but it's going to have to await the reelection for Trump to take the measures that need to be taken. I think you're an inspiration. I think the public has to do everything they can to get this man back in office so he can continue to drain the swamp and clean things out. And I can't thank you enough for these opportunities to address the public with you again, Stu. It's my real pleasure.
Well, Jim, I thank you very much. And, you know, I appreciate your report. And with that said, this is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com. And thank you, Jim Fetzer. Jim, give out your site. It's Fetzer.org. And Jim,
well, I've got, let me mention two or three. Actually, I have the blog at JamesFetzer.org. And I'm publishing the most important articles about all these matters. I'm on Twitter at Jim Fetzer. I'm doing daily reports with Dean Ryan in Austin, Texas, and Mike Mayer in Seattle, Washington, while I'm in Madison, Wisconsin, about the latest developments. You can find them posted on Twitter. But I have a new website, jimtheconspiracyguide.com, and I'm doing major reports on Sunday, Tuesday and Thursday. On Sunday, major updates. This coming Sunday, for example, I'm doing one on issues of identity involving Lee Harvey Oswald, Paul McCartney, Hillary Clinton's use of body doubles, and Michelle Obama. You'll find that on Jim the Conspiracy Guy this Sunday from 8 to 10 Central Time. But if you go there, you'll see all the previous reports I've done on a whole host of issues, including how to spot a false flag in two parts, where I go through 15 to 20 and show how often the public has been played for suckers and saps. Check it out, JimTheConspiracyGuide.com.
That's it. I want to thank you, Jim Fetcher. You have a good day.
Thanks, Stu.
Thank you.